This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, April 21st. God's word to you today is In His Name, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 30, verse 4, from the New King James Version, and it says, "Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of His, and give thanks to the remembrance of His holy name." If someone knows your qualifications, you have a BSE, MSE, PhD, PhD+, PhD++, does it mean the person knows you? He or she may know what you are capable of, faster than Usain Bolt, stronger than the Hulk, can defeat Muhammad Ali. Those are just your attributes, but that is not your person. One of the things that gives us a peek into your person is your name, particularly in the case of God, and if your name is prophetic. It is your name that really tells us who you are, and because people usually would become the name they bear. Do you know that? It is either they are the name they bear, or they would eventually become the name they bear. Similarly, the symbols, fire, the dove, water, the oil, and so on, that represent the Holy Spirit and the attributes they communicate. While they tell us the characteristics of the Holy Spirit, they do not really reveal to us His person, who He is. What reveals Him to us to a large extent, but not absolutely, because there are other levels of getting to know Him, are the names of the Holy Spirit. So let's look at a few of the names of the Holy Spirit. The most popular one is the Holy Spirit. In Hebrew, Ruach HaKodesh. Isaiah 63 verse 10 says, "But they rebelled against Him and grieved His Holy Spirit, so He became their enemy and fought against them." You will not rebel against Him. You will not grieve His Holy Spirit. He will not become your enemy, and He will not fight you. Anyone God fights is finished. The name, the Holy Spirit, shows us that He is a Holy Spirit. This means there are unholy spirits. So it is not everything you hear in the spiritual that is from the Holy Spirit. Some say, "A spirit spoke to me." My response is, so what? Is that the Holy Spirit? The fact that you heard something does not mean that it is of God. We thank God that our children can hear God directly. A little girl shared a testimony a while back. She was ill, and she said something told her to start worshiping. That something is someone, and He is the Holy Spirit. She said she started worshiping, and then something told her to stop worshiping. And she could tell that that was the devil. So she refused and continued worshiping. Then God opened her eyes and she had a spiritual experience, which I'm not sure her parents have even had. There are foul spirits. You need to walk with the Holy Spirit. The name, the Holy Spirit, reveals His person. The second name we'll be looking at is the Spirit of God. He is the one that proceeds from the Father. Ruach Elohim. Genesis 1 verse 2 says, "The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters." So this Spirit is God. He is the Spirit of God. That is His person, who He is. When you're relating with the Holy Spirit, you're relating with the Spirit of God. Everything that God is, the Holy Spirit is. That is what it means. Let us pray. The Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, I worship You as I learn of Your names and as You reveal Yourself to me through Your names. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.